Well, as we close out the 25 production season for the U.S., we now turn our focus more towards the demand side and primarily exports, especially since everybody's watching the flash sales, export sales numbers, and the weekly export inspection numbers to see if China shows up in any of the lists, and since they promised to buy so many beans from the U.S. But looking at the numbers, corn actually has been fantastic as far as the demands side is concerned in the export side, and wheat exports have also been fairly good. As of December 1st, we are current as far as the reports coming from USDA for shipments, but we are still lagging behind as far as the export sales numbers are concerned. We are now at the week of October 23rd. Looking at the shipments, though, to date, China has yet to show up on any shipments, and that's a little concerning to the marketplace right now. As by now, we would have expected that some of the beans that they would have purchased here since October would have been in docket to be shipped, but that hasn't been the case as of yet. Shipments continue to be pretty strong, though, especially for corn, as we're shipping well over that 1 million metric ton to 1.5 million metric ton, and even soybean shipments have been strong. When you look at it as far as the sales are concerned, as of October 23rd, corn sales continue to set records as they are running right now 76% ahead of last year at this time. As far as soybean sales, they are at the lowest we've seen in 17 years. And for wheat sales, we're actually at the highest we've seen in 9 years. So as the corn sales continue to really surprise everybody, wheat is sales are holding right up there, but we continue to see a little bit of a lag as far as soybeans are concerned. And again, China has not shown up in the docket as far as the export sales numbers are concerned. Hopefully that'll change as we move forward. Supposedly there are six boats being ready to be loaded in the ports to be shipped in December. Those numbers will start to come into play here in the reports, likely next week or the following week. But the biggest thing that the market is watching right now is what China's intentions are and will they continue to buy soybeans?
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.